Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, but Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour, and we've got a lot to talk about. And there's been a lot of news, starting actually a little bit, about a week ago, a little bit earlier than that. They started towards the end of the week, and we were supposed to have some kind of a terror incident that was going to happen last Sunday, if you remember. All the embassies were shut down worldwide. We were told that they didn't know exactly what it was going to be. We were told that it was going to be very, very big, but they knew when it was going to be. So they were going to shut down all the embassies. They did that. But then, of course, last Sunday, it didn't happen. And so now they don't know what it's going to be, where it's going to be, when it's going to be, but it's going to be big. And, you know, there was a lot of fun had with that. Stephen Colbert, all the late-night talk show hosts, they all had a lot of fun with that. Colbert said, I hope your diapers are clean because we've just gone to code brown. And they were, and it really is pretty funny because nobody is buying their story anymore. And, you know, the reason they did this was because they're trying to get back the fear-mongering. Everything the government is doing to destroy this country's Bill of Rights, to destroy our legal framework, is being done on the basis of fear. It's fear-mongering. And so, of course, you have to be afraid. Be very afraid. And people are not afraid of them. People are kind of, some people are waking up and understanding that they're shredding our Constitution, that they're looking at us personally. And so a lot of people are pushing back against that. We're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about some news that broke during the week and towards the end of the week about Austin specifically. We learned in the middle of the week that Austin was going to be the site of a lot of DHS drills for quite some time from Homeland Security. And then towards the end of the week, on Thursday, we received a specific memo that was leaked internally to InfoWars about a planned terror incident, a suspected terror incident. And we'll talk about that in detail. And we'll talk about what happened in that. And we'll also talk, we've got a man on the street, Leanne McAdoo, went out and talked to residents in Austin, see what they thought about these DHS drills, see what they thought about this memo that implied very specific times here in Austin that there may be attacks. We're also going to talk about some Obamacare information. We just had Representative Louis Gohmert have a back and forth with George Will as to what really is the responsibility of the Congress. Are they supposed to be a rubber stamp to whatever the government says? Is it bad politics to follow the Constitution? Well, according to George Will, it is. So we're going to have that back and forth. That's very good. I think you'll want to hear that, hear what we have to say about that. And, of course, the ad hominem attacks on Edward Snowden are picking up, and his father and his lawyer, Bruce Fein, who, as you remember, was part of the Ron Paul campaign. Bruce Fein is an excellent constitutional lawyer, really knows the Constitution, and unlike a lot of other people, he respects it. So he not only knows what it is, but respects it. And he was on the talk show circuits talking about what was going to happen with Snowden. And, of course, all of the congressmen here are trying to make this about Snowden. They're trying to go after, make it an ad hominem attack on him personally. You know, this really isn't about Snowden. This is about the illegal criminal actions of the NSA that he exposed. But they don't talk about that. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. And, you know, there's some interesting news that just broke today about honey. That's right. We look at Big Pharma. We look at some of the awful, harmful things that are coming out of the pharmaceutical companies. And we look at their stranglehold on medicine that they get by using the government, by the influence that they purchase through the government. It's amazing to see natural things. Now they have a super honey. This is being reported in the Mail Online, that has an amazing power to treat soldiers' wounds and kill superbug infections. They say that Dr. Matthew Dryden, a consultant microbiologist at the New Hampshire Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust, said it will revolutionize wound care around the world. He said honey has been used for healing powers for thousands of years, although doctors favor penicillin and antibiotics. Now they find that this is much better, even treating wounds of returning soldiers. All I can say is, sweet. But we're going to talk about that. And, you know, we should take a look at some things like medical marijuana. It has some very important, unique properties. But, of course, nobody controls the patents to it, so it's demonized. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
protect.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex will be joining us in the second hour. We're going to talk about some of the fear-mongering tactics that have been used in the last week by our government, trying to get everybody afraid and running to them for protection, afraid and telling them, do whatever you need to do to us, just make us safe. Destroy the Constitution, destroy our property, we don't care. Just make us safe. And this is very pathetic situation. And we got some men on the street to back that up. Leanne McAdoo went out and talked to some people about what they thought about some of the revelations that were going on in and around Austin specifically. So we're going to cover that. But first, there's some breaking news that came out of Breitbart and Fox News talking about a sudden flood of asylum requests at the U.S.-Mexico border. It appears that the U.S. border with Mexico is now kind of operating like a speakeasy. If you come up and you say the proper magic words, you can get in. No problem. And those magic words are that you have a credible fear of drug cartels. Well, we're all afraid of the drug cartels. We're afraid of what they're doing to our country. We're afraid of the crime as well as the destruction of the Constitution that's been going on for decades under the war on drugs. The war on drugs started with Richard Nixon. Ronald Reagan put it on steroids, made it a zero tolerance law, filled up the prisons with nonviolent offenders, and then started releasing violent criminals into society because they couldn't build the prisons fast enough. And so as a result of the war on drugs, we now have a larger prison population than communist China or the Soviet Union ever did. And of course, that's in absolute numbers, and that's not even in terms of a percentage. Even though China has many times the number of people we do and a very authoritarian regime, it is nothing like the United States in terms of prison population. And most of the people are there because of drug offenses, because of their drug users. And most of the drug users are marijuana users, even though marijuana has many beneficial side effects. We were just talking before the break about a super honey that has been bioengineered called Surgia Honey. And it's capable of stopping some of the superbugs that have been fatal, as well as cutting the number of infections by cesarean sections in half. There are very effective natural products out there, but unfortunately, we don't get to use many of those, like marijuana, medical marijuana, because that's not owned by large pharmaceutical companies who essentially control the FDA, control our government to get the sorts of things pushed through that they want to have through there. Well, now, I want to turn now to the fear-mongering that's been happening this last week. You may remember that this all came about last Sunday. We started hearing it was actually going to happen last Sunday. There was going to be some very, very big terrorist event. They started telling us about it on Thursday or Friday, and they were shutting down the embassies all over the world. And it was ridiculed, rightfully so, because A, it didn't happen. B, it was very nonspecific. We were just told it was going to be big. And we were only told that it was going to specifically happen last Sunday. And when it didn't happen last Sunday, they extended it for weeks. And they extended it to the entire world. And they shut down the embassies. But listen to the way they pushed it on last week's ABC News, the morning ABC News show, This Week with George Stephanopoulos. this is the way this thing started. Now, remember that this is their introduction to the news, and they started out with dramatic music and B-rolls of jets flying around and shots of bullseyes and sounds of computers beeping and that sort of thing, that they're really busy. It's very, very dramatic. And what they said is this. There is a worldwide alert. We have breaking details this morning on that terror threat. New concerns about that risk to the homeland. Plus, the fresh intelligence that has officials so spooked and so convinced Al-Qaeda may be poised to strike. Then, our exclusive interview with the president's top military advisor. Will Edward Snowden's secrets end up in enemy hands? That's ABC News. That's verbatim what they said on their intro to their news last Sunday. Think about this. You know, first of all, whenever they start talking about risks to the homeland, I mean, doesn't that just make you want to gag? I mean, it sounds like the Nazi fatherland. I am so sick of hearing that phrase that George Bush coined. And then they talk about Ed Snowden's secrets. You know what? They're not Ed Snowden's secrets. They're your secrets. They're your secret correspondence, your private papers, information about your personal business occupation, what you're doing financially. Al-Qaeda doesn't want to know that. You know, Al-Qaeda doesn't want to know where you, how much money you made, where you made it. Al-Qaeda doesn't want to know if there's something in your life where you can be blackmailed with. And, you know, Al-Qaeda is not afraid of the Tea Party movement or the Occupy movement, but Washington is. And that's why they're mining and collecting all of your data. And that's why we've got the situation that we've got here. The government wants to know all of those things about you. And what we want is for the American people, and this is what was valuable about Edward Snowden, he was trying to wake the American people up. He was a whistleblower. And, you know, there's nobody listening to the whistles in Washington. But hopefully, some of the people in the public are going to listen to some of those whistles. You know, we had whistleblowers right after 9/11. We had Benny. We had Drake. We had NSA employees who were complaining about the fact that the NSA was violating what was then the law, even though I would say it violated the Constitution. They had a law so they could not listen to domestic conversations unless those Americans were talking to somebody in foreign countries. Well, they went through the whole procedure internally of being whistleblowers, and they were totally ignored. As a matter of fact, they came after Drake, even though he followed all the procedures for whistleblowers. They came after him and tried to put him in jail. He did beat the charges, but nobody heard any of that. People have heard what Edward Snowden is saying, so they're trying to make it about Edward Snowden. It's a Where is Waldo type of thing. They're looking all over the world to see where Edward Snowden is. Is Edward Snowden going to come back to the United States? Is Edward Snowden going to stand trial? Can he get a fair trial? All this sort of thing. Is he a patriot or not? You know, we had Obama say that Ed Snowden was not a patriot. And his father, on today's news show, fired back and he said, "My son has spoken the truth and has sacrificed more than even the president of the United States." That's very true. You know, the president of the United States has not even spoken the truth, and he hasn't sacrificed anything except your liberties, and he's done it in the name of security. You will never, never get liberty by giving up your security. The only way that you're ever going to have any security is when you have personal liberty. Those two cannot be separated. The government can destroy both of those, but they cannot separate those. You can never, it is not a trade-off between liberty and security. It is a trade-off of between liberty and slavery. Slavery masquerading as security. That's what they're offering us. And we've got, I don't think we've got enough time here. Do we have enough time for the for Leanne's report here before the break? I don't think we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, let's run that. Okay, we're gonna run that right after we come back. But, you know, McCain is also concerned about this. He says that young Americans are looking at Snowden and they see him like some kind of a Jason Bourne. You know, what do we see John McCain as, you know, is he kind of a, I see him as kind of like this strange James Bond villain with a sidekick, Lindsey Graham, always following along with him like some kind of a simpering sidekick. The two of them never saw any violation of our constitutional rights that they didn't cheerlead. And we've got to worry about the fact Obama says, you shouldn't be worried about all these powers that we've taken because, look, I haven't used them. Well, yes, he has. The truth is he has used these powers, and the truth is that they're setting up the perfect legal framework for tyranny, a tyranny that is going to be very horrible to live under, and we need to say that the time for this is over. We need to push back against this. We've got people, both Democrats and Republicans. We've got Jimmy Carter saying that the U.S. is no longer a functioning democracy. We've got a retired New Hampshire senator saying essentially the same thing, writing letters to Ed Snowden saying that he's very concerned that everything is focused on Snowden and nothing has focused on reforming the NSA. And that's exactly what we see from ABC News when they start going through this, when they start talking about Ed Snowden's secrets and will they end up in enemy hands. You know, Al-Qaeda and China and Russia have always known that the government is watching the phone lines. The people who don't know about it are the general public, and they're the ones that we need to try to reach, that we need to try to get to understand what a problem this is. We're going to be right back, and we're going to take a look at some of the attitudes of those people on the streets of Austin. Stay tuned.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Alex will be joining us in the second hour. And we're going to be talking about some of the terror alerts that have been happening worldwide and some specific information about Austin. You know, we had, in the middle of the week, it broke that they were going to be running DHS drills throughout Austin for the next several weeks. And then on Thursday, we got a memo that was released to InfoWars. And it said, this is from the Texas Military Forces and J3 Protection Branch. It said, unconfirmed reporting from the Department of Homeland Security has raised the possibility of random terrorist attacks taking place in Austin, Texas, on or about the 8th or 9th of August. That would have been last Thursday, last Friday. According to anonymous reporting, a group of trained terrorists are planning to conduct attacks in Austin, Texas, and Pasadena, California, at the conclusion of Ramadan. Additionally, the group plans to attack a school and theological seminary in downtown Austin area and complete the attack with operations at the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. The reporting also stated that if 8th through 9th of August was not a viable option, then the group would conduct operations on the 29th of August. And so the question was, when we reported this, and of course we were not going to just sit by and not report that, the question was, is this just a document that is fear-mongering inside of the police, or is this something that's like a false flag preparation? Because we know that there are drills going in place, and if you know anything about the history of terrorist events, you know that the big ones have always been accompanied by drills happening at exactly the same time, at exactly the same place, with exactly the same scenario. These are false flag attacks like September 11th, false flag attacks like the 7/7 bombing, and on and on. We see this pattern repeating over and over again. They keep doing it because people are not waking up to the tactic, and they keep doing it because it's a very effective strategy for them. It allows them to essentially have a cover if they're caught. So, you know, not everybody in the government is in on a false flag terrorist attack, but the few people who are, if they are caught, they can always say that it is part of a drill. Now, for more information about this, and also to see what people in Austin thought about this, Leanne McAdoo went to the streets, and we have this special report.
A force protection alert was released to the media by accident this week. What they didn't want us to know was that they were letting the Texas military forces know that a possible terrorist threat is set to take place this weekend in Austin on 6th Street. It's one of our busiest streets here in the city. They say that it's going to probably coincide with the end of Ramadan and that it'll be backpack-style bombs. We all are quite aware of quite a few instances where there have been drills going on at the same time as terrorist activity. So we're going to go check with Austin citizens and see, do they think this is a false flag? Is this legit? Are they still going to go out and party? Is Al-Qaeda here in Austin? Who knew? What do you think about the possible terror threat that's supposed to happen today on 6th Street?
That's a little scary.
No concern at all.
Why not?
Well, we have officials and law enforcement in place to handle that sort of thing.
No, I never heard of it, first time.
That doesn't frighten you?
No.
Doesn't concern you? Did you hear about it?
No.
Well, I hope that's not true.
Wherever you are nowadays, you have to use some caution and common sense. And like they always say, go with your gut feeling and report suspicious activity. So it doesn't concern me as much as it would most people.
Did you hear about the Department of Homeland Security is going to be performing a lot of terror drills in the next couple weeks in Austin? It's going to be increased military presence?
No, I did not.
They don't want news stations reporting going, look at all the military helicopters and everything, so that the news stations know, oh, they're just doing drills. But what if something really does happen? Have you ever heard of the FBI doing false flag attacks to create terror events?
No, I have not. No, I
Operation Gladio, Gulf of Tonkin, we went to war with Vietnam.
I did hear about that, and I also heard about it when it happened in London as well, that there was training on that exact same day when the actual event happened. But coincidences happen, so, you know, I think coincidences are coincidences, and they happen inevitably.
Today we were running an exercise for a company, and the most peculiar thing was we based our scenario on the simultaneous attacks on the underground and mainline station. So we had to suddenly switch an exercise from fictional to real.
Just to get this right, you were actually working today on an exercise that envisioned virtually this scenario.
Almost precisely.
Drill on the same day that 9/11 happened. It was all the planes that were flying, they were doing drills of that exact same scenario of a terror attack taking place by people flying planes into buildings on 9/11.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm not a real conspiracy theorist.
This is an article out of USA Today, and this report came out on April 19th, 2004. NORAD had drills eerily like September 11th, Pentagon Trade Center among imagined targets.
They were doing a drill in the exact same area on that day. That's a fact. That's not a theory.
Yeah, I know that's a fact.
What do you think?
Now I'm thinking they're probably trying to say it's a drill so they don't scare the citizens.
What was the school shooting recently, that one?
Sandy Hook.
They were like within 20 miles.
Right, they were also doing a drill.
Yeah, and that's kind of...
Of a school shooter.
Exactly. That's weird.
Well, what would you think if you saw a military helicopters and guys jumping out of planes and tanks coming with guns? Because that's what is happening here over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'd be running the other way. That's what would scare me.
I really don't. I'm not concerned. It doesn't bother me.
That's out of my hands, you know. I leave it to my military or my president, I guess.
All right, well, it seems like a few people were concerned with the terror threat and the homeland security exercises that are going to be taking place in Austin throughout the weekend and over the next couple of weeks. But most people, they're all right with the huge military presence in our town if it means they're going to be safe. For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
Well, that's a great report from our reporter Leanne McAdoo out on the street. Now, you notice that one of the fellows said, yeah, he knew about the fact that they had a drill going on at the same time, and he thought that was an interesting coincidence. But it's a coincidence that keeps happening over and over again. How many times do they have to do the same thing before you think that it's more than just a blind coincidence? It's more than just a blind coincidence that they had people doing exactly the same thing on 7/7 and exactly the same scenario with NORAD told to stand down. They have transcripts where they went into NORAD and they were confused. They didn't know if the real events were the drill or if it was real, because they had the scenario matched what they had been told was going to be the drill so exactly, and that's part of the effect. It causes the real people, the real responders, the people who would really do something to stop it, it causes them to hesitate because they think it's a drill. And it also gives an alibi to them. But there are other incidences like Operation Gladio, Operation Northwoods. If you look that up, these are things that have been out there for decades. Operation Northwoods was proposed back in the 60s, that's been declassified. It was actually a plot by the American government to fly planes into buildings, to explode bombs in public areas, and then blame it on the enemy at that time, which was Castro. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. It's just something that really needs to be brought to the public's awareness. They need to wake up to this technique.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour. But if you'd like to call in the show, our number is 877-789-2539. We're going to be taking calls. That number again is 877-789-2539. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the show about a new surgical honey. I wanted to make a correction about that. That was actually something that was tested in Hampshire hospitals. That would be that I mentioned it as being New Hampshire. It was actually the old Hampshire, the Hampshire in England, and it's in the British National Health System was actually testing this. It's a surgical honey. They call it surgi-honey. They say it is bioengineered. So I don't know how that differs from regular honey. They say that honey, to some extent, has been used for quite some time to treat wounds, but something else that's been used for quite some time to treat wounds has been silver. And, you know, that's available to you now. The surgical honey is not available. But silver is, and you can get new supernatural silver. It's a safe and effective means of killing pathogens where antibiotics and other drugs fail because, you know, they're using antibiotics so often that bugs are building up an immunity to it. But silver is something that has always been very effective in terms of treating wounds, in terms of helping to kill bacteria to aid healing. If you want more information about how Supernatural Silver can protect you and your family, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code AlexSays, that's A-L-E-X-S-A-Y-S, and get 20% off. Now, we were just talking before the break about these terror alerts, and it's kind of interesting because people don't really think about what's going on with the NSA. A lot of people are outraged about what's going on. There's some people who are informed, some early adopters, but the general public just doesn't see what's going on. There was a comedian that we had, and what was the guy's name again, guys? I can't remember his name. We showed this video where he was going around, and he had a set of headphones, and he had a mic on a boom, and he would walk over and put it over people's heads. And he would tell them, and basically like he's recording them, and he's in a black suit, like Men in Black, and he's got sunglasses on like some kind of an intelligence agent. And people were immediately taken back because they could see what was happening. They don't see when their email is being intercepted, when it's being stored, when it's being data mined. They don't see when this type of stuff is happening, and they don't think that's anything they should really get afraid of. But, you know, Tom Mabe, yeah, that's a comedian. It was a really funny piece, and, you know, it showed how comedy and satire can really wake people up to a truth. I mean, it was very, very effective. But people look at this and they say, well, I don't have anything to hide. I don't care if the IRS is looking at my, or the NSA is looking at my stuff. Well, actually, there's some breaking news here about the IRS is now targeting small businesses. And one of the ways that they're doing it is with data mining. Small business owners across the country are receiving letters from the IRS questioning if they're reporting all their cash income. It's a new push by the agency that some are saying could unnecessarily create fear in the small business community. Oh, the IRS would never want to create fear, would they? I mean, they basically feed off of it like vampires feed off of blood. I mean, the IRS is all about fear. But anyway, what they're doing is they're sending out these letters that are not audit letters, but they're saying it's a notification of possible income reporting. Now, an accountant says, this is Fran Coet, who's quoted in the article by the Wall Street Journal, says, there are many reasons why, even if you're the most honest taxpayer, you're not going to match what credit card records show. Because, for example, she says, when a company sells a gift card, it does not count for accounting purposes as a sale at that time. They don't count it as a sale in most accounting systems until that card is actually cashed in and something is purchased with it. But according to the credit card companies, it shows up as a sale. It shows up as income to those businesses. So the IRS comes in and says there's a discrepancy. Even if that's all there is to it, you still have to take time out of your business. You've got to pay an accountant. You've got to do it yourself if you're a very small business. You've got to take the time to go and prove your innocence to the IRS because you are, of course, guilty if they accuse you of something. You don't have the presumption of innocence. They don't have to prove that a crime has been committed. You have to prove to them that a crime hasn't been committed. The IRS, the EPA, the DEA, all these agencies, they have basically turned our form of government on its head. You're presumed to be guilty until you prove your innocence. That's basically the presumption that the TSA has. You're all guilty. You're all terrorists until you let them stick their hands down your pants, which presumably proves that you are now innocent, even though maybe you've lost your innocence at that point. You know, the purpose of the IRS has always been about fear-mongering. The purpose of the IRS has never been about generating revenue. It's always been about controlling you. And, of course, the money that the IRS gets is money that just pays the interest on the national debt. That was proven by the Reagan administration's Grace Commission, and it is no coincidence that the IRS was created at the same time the Federal Reserve was. Basically, the United States has been on an interest-only note payment to the big banks for about 100 years now, and we're going to see if they're going to call the note or not. But it's not just these types of things. It's not just the fear-mongering that the government is doing. Look at this new crime wave that the FBI admitted this last week. News of a new crime wave broke this week. A criminal organization admitted that it committed over 5,600 crimes in a year. Violent crimes, drug manufacturing and trafficking, and political corruption. That criminal organization, the FBI. In a story reported by USA Today, licensed criminals, FBI informants authorized to break the law 5,600 times in 1 year.
They reported in at least 5,658 cases in a single year alone. The FBI authorized its informants to commit crimes varying from selling drugs to plotting robberies, according to a copy of the FBI report obtained by USA Today. After much redacting by the authorities, the watered-down FBI's 2011 report obtained under the Freedom of Information Act has revealed that agents had been authorizing 15 crimes a day on average in order to get the necessary information from their informants. The document does not indicate the severity of the crimes authorized by the agency, nor does it include material about violations that were committed without the government's permission. It just cites a number of 5,658 Tier 1 and Tier 2 infractions committed by criminals to help the Bureau battle crime. This is what the FBI says without any sense of irony, what would otherwise be illegal activities. And, of course, the ATF and the DEA admit to doing the same thing, but they say they have no idea how many incidents happened. What are Tier 1 crimes? According to the Department of Justice, misdemeanors or felonies under federal, state, or local law if, quote, engaged in by a person acting without authorization, unquote, including acts of violence, corrupt conduct by senior federal, state, or local public officials, or the manufacturing, importing, exporting, possession, or trafficking in controlled substances of certain quantities.
A convicted pimp, extortionist, car thief, and all-around thug. But an ABC News investigation found that Manny Shapayev is not in prison for life, but living a life of luxury and fast cars in Florida, thanks to his work as a government witness and FBI informant.
An allegation that Chapaya's FBI agent handler not only tried to interfere in the murder investigation, but took lavish gifts and cash.
The FBI supervisor over this says, it sounds like a lot, but you have to keep that in context. So what is the context? As far as drug trafficking, we know that poppy production in Afghanistan for 3 years in a row has broken previous record productions. Afghanistan, under U.S. occupation, has gone from providing 10% of the world's supply to 90%. Put another way, since U.S. occupation, drug production is 40 times higher, and that translates to 1 million additional deaths.
We have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium.
Dilemma it is with the opium trade.
Yeah, they make so much money off the opium.
And just yesterday, news broke that the U.S. Air Force transported 24 tons of cocaine from Costa Rica to Miami, with a stop along the way in Nicaragua, just like when Reagan was funding the Contras with cocaine. So much for the war on drugs, which is actually a war of drugs, a war conducted by the federal government against the American people and against our rights, where they manufacture and ship in.
Well, that's part of the report. You can see that full report on the nightly news. You can see it on the archives on Prison Planet TV. You can also see it on YouTube. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. alphas, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex will be joining us in the next hour. We're going to be talking about some of the developments that happened this last week in the war on terror. Now, we were just playing before the break. We were playing a special report. It was about I think it was last Monday that USA Today broke this story. Basically, there were 5,600 crime incidents in 2011 that the FBI admitted were conducted by, or allowed to be conducted by, informants in their program. Now, these were serious crimes. These are Tier 1 and Tier 2. Tier 1 crimes are things like violent crime, corruption of political officials, as well as the manufacturing and trafficking of drugs. And in that special report, we talked about how, and Alex has mentioned this many times, but you can see the clips from, it was Geraldo Rivera who went to Afghanistan and was talking about what a dilemma. You know, they've got this tough thing. They don't like poppy seeds, but there's just so much money in it. So they're allowing the farmers to do this. But we know that once NATO forces got there, the Taliban had not been dealing drugs. The Taliban had been stopping the production of poppies. It had gone down to only 10% of the world's supply. After NATO got there, now for the last 3 years, we've had record production of poppy in Afghanistan under NATO supervision and with NATO assistance and with the CIA running it, being one of the biggest drug smugglers and mafia organizations in the world. They now have gone from 10% of the world's population production of poppies to 90% of the world's production of poppy, which is used to make heroin and other types of drugs like that. And then cocaine. We had 24 tons of cocaine being flown in from Costa Rica this last week.
And the Costa Rica government was complaining about that. The Americans just kind of came in and commandeered it. They flew it in. They didn't file any paperwork saying that it was destroyed. And coincidentally, they stopped in Nicaragua. Remember when they used cocaine trafficking to fund their secret Contra wars? The Reagan administration? The big drug warriors? The zero tolerance Reagan administration? Remember when they did that? This is the kind of corruption that leads us to call this a war of drugs. And we have many former law enforcement agents as well as retired prosecutors who are speaking out against that, who are talking about the corruption and talking about how prohibition simply does not work. It doesn't get rid of it any more than alcohol prohibition did. So regardless of the negative consequences of these drugs, we're not saying that cocaine and heroin are good things. We're just saying that once you start prohibition, you now have the same problems that you did before and another whole set of problems in terms of drug cartels being built up in Mexico, throughout Central and South America, throughout Afghanistan. You have this secret funding that is going on for all kinds of terrorist organizations. You have corruption of the government in all these different countries, including the United States. All of that is happening. All of those are byproducts of prohibition, regardless of the how bad these substances are. Now, we see that there's real fear in the government. There's real fear that people are losing their confidence in the stories that the government's been telling us about the war on terror, about the war on drugs. And one of the persons who is really concerned about that, of course, is Senator McCain, who basically makes his entire has built his entire career on fear mongering. And he's very concerned. He says that right now there's a kind of generational change. Young Americans do not trust this government. And without trusting government, you can't do a lot of things. That's exactly right, Senator McCain. We're trying to get people to wake up to the scam that you've been running so they don't blindly trust your lies, so that there's a lot of things that you've been doing that are killing people, that are violating the Constitution, that are destroying the fundamental legal groundwork of this country, you and Lindsey Graham, and we're going to wake people up to that. We're going to get people to understand that they can't trust what you're saying. They can't trust this fear-mongering that you're creating. That was one of the things in the report, talking about the war on terror that we didn't get to, and that is the dictionary definition of terrorism. The dictionary definition of terrorism is using fear and terror to achieve political goals. Now, if that's not what the government is doing, what are they doing? I mean, everything that has happened in the last week with all of these bogus warnings about somewhere in the world, we don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how, but it's going to be really, really big, and you should all be very much afraid because the government is going to be there to protect you. That is nothing but terrorism. It's a kind of, if you want to call it a soft kind of terrorism, but it is still a form of propaganda. It's a form of terrorism. And it's all being done to try to keep people from being concerned about these violations of their fundamental rights being done by the NSA. Now, of course, we've been told all along that there's a lot of oversight about this, and we really shouldn't be worried about it. Let's listen to what President Obama just told us this last week in a press conference.
Having said that, though, if you are outside of the intelligence community, if you are the ordinary person and you start seeing a bunch of headlines saying U.S., Big Brother, looking down on you, collecting telephone records, etc., well, understandably, people would be concerned. I would be, too, if I wasn't inside the government.
We should just blindly trust him, shouldn't we? You know, the founders had a response to that. They knew that people were going to come along and try to get dictatorial powers, and they were going to say, just trust us. And they said, put no trust in man, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. Now, one of the ways that they tell us that we're supposed to trust them is they say, oh, we've got congressional oversight. That also would not be true. They would be lying about that as well. Glenn Greenwald reported last week with The Guardian, said members of Congress have been denied access to basic information about the NSA. We've got a couple of congressmen here that are complaining about this. They say these programs are subject to congressional oversight and congressional reauthorization and congressional debate, said the president. However, members of Congress are unaware of the very existence of these programs and two members of the House, a GOP member and a Democrat member. The GOP would be Morgan Griffith of Virginia. The Democrat would be Representative Alan Grayson of Florida. They have provided The Guardian with numerous letters and emails documenting their persistent but unsuccessful efforts to learn about these NSA programs and about relevant FISA court rulings. Now, the simple fact of the matter is we have a secretive court, like a star chamber, that is making these secretive rulings that even the congressmen cannot see. However, we do know that some of these FISA rulings have ruled that what the government is doing, what the NSA is doing, is not even allowed. So this is a secretive court that doesn't have a jury. It doesn't have an oppositional dynamic to it like a real court would have. And, of course, they believe that they're coming up with decisions that alter our Constitution. Now, even the real Supreme Court doesn't have that power, but they believe that's what they're doing. And yet, we're not allowed to see those decisions. The Congress is not even allowed to see those decisions. And yet, we're supposed to blindly trust Obama in this. This is absolutely amazing. These are repealing fundamental structures that have been put in place going back to the Middle Ages in English and American traditional common law. And this fundamental legal structure is being destroyed in the name of protecting us, in the name of saying that we're going to keep you safe. And one of the ways that they put this in this article where they're quoting John McCain, this was from the Washington Times, they said the NSA's data collection efforts have led to a debate on national security versus privacy. That is not the opposition there. That is not the dynamic. You don't have a trade-off between national security and privacy. There isn't some kind of zero-sum game here. If you don't have privacy, you are going to become a slave. So the question is between privacy and slavery. You understand? It's privacy versus slavery, not privacy versus security. If you give up your freedoms and your constitutional guarantees of protection of innocent until proven guilty, due process, all of these things, having an open trial or open proceedings instead of these secretive star chamber courts that nobody is allowed to see, if we go down that dark path, we may never come back as a country. Certainly not come back without some kind of a horrible revolution. This is the sort of thing that has been fought and won hundreds of years ago, and we're seeing these things falling very rapidly, like dominoes in America. All of our protections as citizens are being taken away, and of course we're being told, like in Elysium, that everything will be solved if you just become a citizen. You're going to get health care and all that sort of thing. Well, guess what? The people on the ground had Obamacare, as Rob Duke pointed out, but they didn't have anywhere near like the Obamacare the people in Elysium had, and we're going to talk about that right after we come back, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.